The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. A lot happening at our Rutherford County Library System. We're going to be learning all about that this morning. And visiting with us from the Rutherford County Line Ball Library, their Youth Services Director is here with us, Katie Turner. Katie, good morning to you.
Bart.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you with us today. And you brought along with you Joabi Andrade. Joabi, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And you are the Assistant Youth Services Director.
Yep.
Very good. You're both really busy right now because this is the start of summer season and youth reading programs, summer reading and everything. When does that begin?
So registration actually started yesterday. We're already signing people up for the summer reading program. And then the program officially kicks off next Tuesday, May 28th. And people can start logging their minutes online or on their reading logs. And Smyrna and Linebaugh are actually both having kickoff parties at 10 a.m. next Tuesday. So we've got a lot going on. We're really excited to get started.
And Joabi, what age groups does this involve?
Oh, I mean, the summer reading program, as we've been telling our volunteers, is going to be from ages 0 all the way up till 99 plus. So we want everybody to come and register and read, whether you're a parent going to be reading to your little one, getting them to read, or you're a parent yourself and you want to read, or you're a teenager or, middle schooler learning how to read more challenging books. We want everybody to come and learn to read.
Now, this is for all ages, then. Also include that one book where everybody's reading one book?
You can read whatever you want, yeah. So okay. If you want to do the Read to Succeed one book, yeah, you can read that, or you can read, I had somebody ask me yesterday, they're in school, and they asked if they can read their research papers and articles, and I said, yeah, absolutely. Right. If you're doing that if you're reading is reading.
Sure.
So audiobooks, graphic novels, whatever you want to read, that's great.
I saw somewhere this past week that there is a worldwide one book. Are you all locked into that?
I don't know what title. I don't know what that
title
is.
I don't remember the name of it, but it had a picture of an elephant on it. Okay. So,
I'll look that up.
So, but what is our one book here in Rutherford County? Do you recall?
Yeah, I don't recall. Okay. I've seen it. I can tell you what the cover looks like on one of those.
Everybody loves to read, and in this time of the year, no matter whether you're young or old, reading just seems to be a part of the day. Nice, lazy spring afternoon, reading and having the breeze blow
mm-hmm.
by.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Linebaugh Library the other day and went in there for other reasons, but walked out with a book.
Yeah.
Because right there at the entrance was new fiction that was out mm-hmm. there, and I saw some things that I enjoy, the writings. And I've got to get that.
I did that yesterday, too. I was walking from my office to the back office and did the same thing, walked by mm-hmm. the new rack. And I was like, ooh, I haven't read that one yet. And so I grabbed it and I took it with me.
There was a Dean Kuntz that was calling my name when
nice.
I saw it. And I'm about halfway through that now. But
yeah.
I like the spooky mystery type
mm-hmm,
things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the fun of coming into the library. You know, you can definitely sign up for the reading program and do everything online and read your own books. And if you don't, have time or can't make it into the library, that's fine. But if you can come in, we're there to help you find that next great read. That's our job.
And there are great reads, whether you want to read the paper edition or the electronic book, or just listen to a book.
Yeah. We've got Libby and Hoopla are two of our main resources for ebooks and audiobooks. And you can sign up for both of those with your library card number, and they're free apps and free accounts. And so that's also fine. You can read, wherever is convenient to you.
While we're talking about the library, I know that last week or, the week before last, really, when that storm came through town. It brought a lot of flooding in. Myrtle Glant and Lord had some flood damage. Eagleville had some pretty substantial flood damage.
Yeah, so Eagleville actually just had some downed power lines. I was out there last Friday, and yeah, it took down some trees that landed on the power lines there, and so that was the main issue there. And those trees have been cut back, and the power restored.
So Eagleville's back.
Eagleville's back up. Yeah, everybody's up and running.
Good. Well, that's no problems there. That's great. And the Technology Engagement Center is moving forward with lots of exciting programs. They always have exciting programs. Do you have any information about the Tech Center?
Yeah, so everybody, each branch is participating in a little bit different way for summer reading. MGL's kickoff party is actually tomorrow, the 22nd, at 2:45, and they're doing a good mix of Dewey Wind Wheel, like we do at Linebaugh. They're doing some STEAM adventures, lots of story times, so that's going to be a really fun program. The Technology Engagement Center, like you were mentioning, they're waiting until July to kick off their programs, and that's going to be, of course, very STEAM heavy with the technology that they have available at that branch. And then Eagleville is going to do all of their programs on Wednesdays at 3:30. So every Wednesday during the summer, you can go in. And Eagleville actually goes a little bit longer.
We have a question here from a listener who came in on text.
Yeah.
And they're asking about the Tech Center and the printing system, the plastic printing. What is that called? Plastic. The
3D printer?
The what kind?
The 3D printer?
Yes,
yeah,
that's it.
Yes,
I guess
they
were
really
saying
cool
they wanted
3D.
To do something plastic.
Yeah, you can go on our website and you can see the hours. They have a they walk you through a course just so that you're familiar with what they expect and how to use the system. It's super cool. My little brother has done it a couple times and printed off little figurines. You can do all kinds of really cool stuff with that.
And it comes out 3D, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the plastic, it melts the plastic, and the nozzle, along with the help of the computer, prints off this, whatever object that you are making, you can use it over there at the Tech Center.
So if you have a picture of your family, can you make
No. You have to use a file. And so if you take the class with tech, they'll walk you through.
Okay.
There's a specific like modeling file that you put into the computer to the computer, and it prints it off for you.
Okay. Well, learn something new
really
there.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And they have the all sorts of things at the Tech Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they will show you how to use them too.
Yeah, yeah.
The glasses you put on and see things that are in 3D.
Yes, the virtual reality. Virtual reality.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you're here. You got all the hep words.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their seed catalog is up and running too.
Oh, yeah.
So you can check out the seed packets. I believe you can get 6 at a time.
You check them out.
Yes.
And then you turn them back, right?
I think you use them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're giving out seeds and just promoting growing your own stuff and it's great.
So if you want to share the pictures of what you've grown, I'm sure they would love that.
Mm-hmm. So you actually get seeds.
You get seeds. They're in little packets, and it tells you what it is. And they're all organized in the little catalog.
Mm-hmm. You learn something while you're growing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which brings to mind, I understand that the Master Gardeners are continuing to be over at Linebaugh,
mm-hmm,
talking
mm-hmm.
on what is it, some date?
I don't know what their theme is this month, but yeah, they're still there. I think that's on our website too. If you're mm-hmm. interested in joining the Master Gardeners, I think there's information about that.
And what about the registration for the Summertime Girls Who Code Club?
Yeah, that was the other thing I meant to mention about the Technology Engagement Center. They're starting Girls Who Code now, actually. They've got an older club for the 6th through 12th graders, I believe. And so that's starting now. And then I'm facilitating the 3rd through 5th grade club at Linebaugh. And so of Girls Who Code. And we're going to be doing, it's the fiction book that's included in the curriculum. It's The Friendship Code. And it's open to all 3rd through 5th graders, rising 3rd through 5th graders, girls and boys. It's just Girls Who Code is the organization that puts it out. And Yeah, it's great fun. We had such a blast with it last year. And the book that we're reading is a mystery. So the kids really loved that. And they kept yelling at me whenever I ended the chapter and it was on a cliffhanger and they were very frustrated.
Now, what? There may be one or two people, including me, who don't know exactly what you mean by code. When you say code, I think of Morse code and different codes, you know, things of that sort. What kind of code are you talking about?
Yeah, so Girls Who Code Club that meets on Thursdays at 4, actually starting this week, at Linebaugh, we are doing the basics of computational logic. So if-then thinking, if I do this, what happens? And ways to break things down into categories and variables and talking about loops and things that continue on and how to divulge from that path. So really just getting the kids thinking about that type of, like I said, computational logic, that type of math, so that as they go into, you know, later grades, they've got that basis. If they're interested in coding, you know, like I said, at the older level at the Technology Engagement Center, then, you know, they've got a basis already. And it helps kind of to think and process through things in a different way.
So they're learning how to actually create programs on the computer.
If they want to, it gets them access to Scratch Junior, which is a free platform for programming that's really super popular. So,
and so, is there a charge for taking these classes?
No, if it's at the library, it's free.
Wow. So you're getting something that really is going to help you through life. And
oh yeah, I mean, tech industry is growing, you know, leaps and bounds. So this is a good basis. Even if kids don't want to go into that, even if they're just sort of interested in math right now or sort of interested in video games, you know, that's a lot of the kids that we get. They're like, I want to create the next Minecraft. Sure, you could do that.
I have no idea what a Minecraft is, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people wanting to do that. Now, for somebody who's challenged by their iPhone, can you help them?
I would say we do have, that's another look at the calendar thing. There are a lot of classes that Trey is offering. Trey Gwynn, our outreach coordinator, that he's doing tech help at various different branches throughout the month. And so I think there are some classes about iPhone and Android coming up.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have that schedule in front of me though.
Okay, but they will be available. Just
for sure.
Check with the library. And when we talk about checking with the library, we're talking about all of the branches, which is Smyrna, Eagleville, here in Murfreesboro, Myrtle, Glanton, Lord, Linebaugh, of course, downtown. We're talking about the facility over at the archives. Have we left any out?
The bookmobile. Yeah, I was going to say the bookmobile. The bookmobile's everywhere. They've got a really packed schedule in the next couple of weeks. And I know they're going to be at the Smyrna branch kickoff party next Tuesday. And then, they're doing a whole bunch of stuff. And we've got several area preschools that are signed up for summer reading through the bookmobile, too. So all those community partners we're already working with, the bookmobile's going amongst them and keeping kids engaged, even if they don't have the ability to come into the branch.
So that's all happening in the bookmobile, which I understand is often parked at the tech center.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can check it out. We're one of the few areas who have our own bookmobile.
Yeah, it's not too common to have a bookmobile still, but it's a relatively expensive thing to purchase, and then it, you know, kind of runs itself. I mean, I know the bookmobile has done a huge amount of circulation. I don't have those numbers in front of me. That's very much a Mike Cleaves thing. But this is the biggest year we've had circulation and patron-wise for the bookmobile. It's just been a really good year.
Now, last night, Kayla Howard was at the Rutherford County Historical Society meeting. She is the Historical Research Center Supervisor, which is a branch of the library. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about applying for the First Families of Rutherford County certificate, what you need to do. And a lot of people don't realize that we have a research center to help us with doing studies of families.
Yeah, we have. I mean, there are so many resources at the library, you know, as far as, like we said, 3D printing and genealogy, genealogical research, and all sorts of resources. A lot of people don't know that we do notary services. You know,
at all of the branches? People,
I believe so.
I know for sure at Lime Ball.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
But yeah, like things like that, that it's always just good to go on our website or give us a call and see if what you need done is something that we can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk just a tad, maybe just a brief update, because I'm sure there's not a whole lot of information, but you are searching for a new head librarian mm-hmm, right now.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going?
I think, yeah, the search is underway.
Okay. Yeah. So I believe you have a consulting firm that is in the process of going through that right now. So that's all happening as we are talking. No idea when they might come up with something. And they are also looking within, I believe, within and without. So, of course, if you're within and you say, hey, I want to be a part of that, want to be considered, you need to tell somebody. 'Cause,
yeah.
People are not psychic.
Yeah, I think the children's programming, there's just so much fun stuff that, you know, we get to do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we the search committee and all that, that's kind of above us, and we focus a lot on what we do in the community and preparing for the summer reading program. Mm-hmm. We've been super busy this May.
Yeah.
Now, the straw bale garden, what is that? I see that on the list of things that you are doing, the straw bale garden.
I don't know which branch that one's at.
It's at, I don't know. Doesn't say on my list here.
Well,
so I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But we would enjoy it, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've got, we talked about Girls Who Code Club, but we've got our Read It First book club coming up too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super exciting. So we've been doing that for a while. But this summer, we want to revamp it, especially now that summer is here and kids have a lot more free time. And so I'll be facilitating the Read It First Book Club, where basically middle schoolers and late elementary school kids can come in, and we'll be reading The Hobbit this time around. And after they're done reading throughout the month of June, we will be watching The Hobbit together, and watching the movie and comparing it to how different it was from the book, and yeah, just having a lot of fun doing that.
Okay, I found out about where that straw bale garden is. It's over at the Tech Center.
Mm.
They have the straw bale garden to see what's growing on, and they also have a kids' STEM gardening club that meets twice a month on Sundays.
Oh, yes.
Twice a month on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Do you have any information? Come on and get your hands dirty on that one, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun. I know that's fairly new. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's very exciting.
Kathleen Major Tyree mm-hmm. is the one who's handling that. So mm-hmm. get with Kathleen and she can help you out. And again, you said it is free. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's because it's part of the library.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a phone call here and say good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Okay, well, that one didn't work. Call back again, if you wouldn't mind. 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. And we will answer your question. We're talking this morning about the Rutherford County Library System. For people who don't have a library card, or maybe their card is expired, what do they need to do?
If your card is just expired, you might need to come in and verify your contact information with us, and just let us know if your phone or address have changed. And that's a pretty simple process. If you need a library card, you can get one with a driver's license or photo ID, and then something that proves your current address. So if your driver's license is fully updated, that's all you need. Otherwise, a bit of mail or a bill or something, and we can get you set up.
Okay. 615-893-1450 is our number. You can talk or text, whichever you prefer, and we'll try to get an answer for you. 615-893-1450. And here's a person who's saying, my child is homeschooled and loves to read, but is wanting to expand their reading choices. What can we look to the library for help on that? What is there somebody who can sort of guide us through some areas and point us in the direction of preferred books?
Absolutely. That's my favorite part of the job. So
okay.
manning the desk over at the Youth Services Department. If the entirety of the downstairs of Limebaugh Library is Youth Services. If you go over, when you come in, go past the main desk and head over to where our desk is, I or my colleague, one of my colleagues, will be able to help you find what you're into, and then we can go from there and learn what you'd like to read. So that's another big thing of why I'm excited about the book club, which I'll be running on Thursdays, is like, you know, if you want to get into chapter books, The Hobbit's a good one to get into, and then we can watch a movie together. And then also meeting other people and getting to know what they're into. And another thing I'll be doing on is the Teen Tabletop Club. And so teens can get together and play board games with each other or run role-playing games that I will do, like one-shot role-playing games. And as we're playing, they'll get to know new people, and that will spark discussion about, oh, what are you into? Oh, I'm into this, and I read that. And it's just, the library really is a great place for teens, kids of all ages to come and interact with each other and, you know, and get help from the librarians and, you know, forge a really fun community experience.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're talking about the Rutherford County Library System, 5 branches, right, plus the bookmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all open. Anyone that was having challenges due to storms, that's all behind them, and they're going strong. 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back and continue the discussion this morning about the Rutherford County Library System. Lots of fun things happening.
The Braves play here. Hey, this is Ben Ingram. You're listening to the Mid-States home of Atlanta Braves baseball. News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. W270 AF, Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the new menu items that we have added is our Salmon Imperial. Our Salmon Imperial is a fresh cut piece of salmon with shrimp and a crab meat blend, and then we've put our Alfredo sauce on top of it. It's great for a low-carb diet that you can get with spinach, but also it just has an amazing flavor with a mixture of all those flavors between the shrimp, Alfredo, and then our salmon. Please have your family join our family for lunch or dinner 7 days a week at Demas's.
We'll see sunny skies this afternoon, a high of 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 66. Wednesday, slight chance for showers and storms, high of 88. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 66.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Action Line on WGNS. And this morning we are focusing on the Rutherford County Public Library System. I want to say happy birthday to Laura Wright. Laura Wright is our birthday winner of that delicious banana pudding from the Slick Pig Barbecue. Happy birthday, Laura Wright. And our good neighbor of the day, two of them, Joseph Weiss and Taylor Grantham. They are the good neighbors, and they're always making PT experiences very pleasant. As such, they get the beautiful flowers from our friends over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Yes, Jenny Harrison over there and the whole family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Always think first of Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts when you're sending flowers or special gifts. Welcome back. And this morning it's a focus on our Rutherford County library system. This segment, we're featuring Joabi Andrade as well as Katie Turner. And then the next segment, which comes along in a few minutes, we have the bookmobile is coming loaded with librarians. And that's always fun to see the giant bookmobile pull up out front of the radio station and a gaggle of librarians come marching in. Close your eyes and picture that. And it's almost like at the Peabody Hotel. You have the interim head librarian now with a little xylophone and the rest of them marching in unison behind.
Uh-huh.
So only on radio can you see that. Is that true? Yeah. What are you laughing about? Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just picturing that image of Mindy doing all that. So
yeah.
It'd be great. Oh man.
Well, some other things happening at our library, especially for getting the families together. Tell us about the father-daughter event.
Yeah, so that's a fun thing. We do that annually. Saturday before Father's Day, we host a tea party. So essentially, we will have snacks and drinks, tea obviously, fruit punch, and we always pick a theme every year. So this theme is going to be Alice in Wonderland. So we're going to have a lot of fun decorating the space for that. We're going to do like an indoor croquet, and we actually have our friend who does all of the work inside of on our grounds, basically at Lime Ball, and he's going to be building us croquet mallets with flamingos built on them.
Neat.
And so, yeah, it's going to be like the book in the movies. So it's going to be lots of fun doing that. You'll have to register online for that, just so that we can get a good head count of how much food we can provide and who's in. And yeah, it's lots of fun.
And once again, when is the date on that?
The Saturday before Father's Day, so that's going to be June 15th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and an RSVP is required, so you can find that online and register online, and lots of folks come. We've had some regulars over the years, and it's fun to see the fathers and their daughters coming over and seeing them grow, and they've come to our program, other programs that we're running throughout the summer reading program, which we're excited to put forward this year again.
So make it a point to be there, the annual father and daughter tea party. Mm-hmm. Katie, what else do you have on your list there?
Yeah, we've got tons of programs coming up. Like we mentioned, the Girls Who Code Club and Read It First Book Club. And then we're adding another afternoon event. So we're doing afternoon story times again, which we did last year at 4 o'clock. And so that's going to be 4 o'clock Wednesdays at Line Bar, just in case you've got other things happening earlier in the mornings. But we're also adding a Beat the Heat indoor games, and that's going to be on Tuesdays at 3 o'clock. And we're going to do some large-scale board games that I'm really excited about. We're going to do large-scale Candyland and Bananagrams and...
Hungry Hungry Hippos,
really using the program space and kind of enlarging these classic board games that we love so much.
So you mean big enough, the boards are big enough to walk on?
Yeah,
or
we're good. Yeah, yeah. Poster board will be the things. And then we've got our Dewey Wind Wheel, our little spin wheel that we'll put the colors on so you can actually spin for Candyland to figure out what
and is that strictly at Line Ball?
That one's at Line Ball.
Okay,
yeah.
No, the date on those again?
That's going to be those are going to be every Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Tuesdays
starting
at 3. Mm-hmm,
starting June 4th.
Okay.
And then also you know, school is finishing up and that's when our job gets super busy. We want kids to come into the library, and we are, again, a summer feeding site. Both Linebaugh and Smyrna branches will be offering free lunch for kids ages 0 to 18 from June 3rd until July 19th. Without July 4th and June 19th. I think those 2 days are closed. But yeah, so free lunch every weekday for kids 0 to 18. The kids do have to be present, and they do have to eat there this year. We kind of made some changes during the COVID years where parents could take it with them because we didn't actually, you know, want everybody sitting right on top of each other. But now they do need to be present and eat it there.
You're back to encouraging people to stay together and get to know each other.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Building that sense of community. We have a lot of patrons that their kids, you know each other by name, and they get all excited when they see each other coming in for story times.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's June 3rd through July the 19th, weekdays.
Yes.
Now, I understand that there's going to be a special activity coming up for between teen events and crafts and a teen tabletop club.
Yes, so I'm super excited about that. So tabletop, of course, you know, it's board games. We'll even do like card games like Uno. And yeah, it's just a time for, it's super hot outside, and it'll be held in the evenings. I believe it was
Thursdays.
That's right. Thursdays at 6. And I'll be hosting that over at the club room in the library. And yeah, we'd love to see a bunch of middle schoolers and high schoolers coming down. We'll also be doing like one-shot D&D games where basically they're role-playing games. They can pretend to be a character, and I'll be hosting that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be doing crafts activities. So a fun one I'm super looking forward to is going to be the glow-in-the-dark artistic, I forget what the
title is. Glow-in-the-dark paint-along.
That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take our meeting room, which doesn't have any windows. We'll have black lights, and the kids will get to play with the paint and paint on canvases, whatever they want to paint, and just have fun painting with glow-in-the-dark and listening to music.
Oh, man, the kids will love that.
I hope so. I mean, I was excited putting it together. So,
yeah. And the first one that's coming up on June 1st is the DIY vacation tile coasters, and the tiles just came in yesterday, and I was really excited about it. So they can make their own coasters.
Yep. We'll have some supplies for them there, so they don't have to worry about bringing anything or paying for anything, because, again, it's the library, so it's free. And so come on down, and you can make your own custom coaster. We'll have like maps that they can cut out and magazines that have travel stuff, and they can cut it out, and they'll compress it, and they'll make their own coasters that they can take home.
And I think you had said, like, if you want to include your own photographs, too, you can bring your own photographs if you've got a great travel memory.
Right. If you have a travel memory, if you don't want to do any of the other stuff that we want to add on to it, and you just want a picture of a memory that you have of traveling, because our theme this year is going to be Adventure Starts at Your Library. And so, yeah, we will have lots of activities themed with adventure, road trips, traveling abroad, whatever the – anyway, if you have a picture of that, go ahead and print that off, and you can incorporate that in your coaster.
That sounds great. Now, one thing that we have not talked about is dealing with the Friends of Linebaugh, and everybody has always enjoyed going to the bookstore down in the garage, but the bookstore – in the garage, which used to be open, what, once a month or something, you can now buy books on a regular basis because they have a special place in the library.
Absolutely. Their new shop is located just past the DVDs in the Linebaugh branch. And they've got specific hours, and they're posted. But yeah, there are volunteers in there all the time, sorting and putting things, you know, on displays. And yeah, it's great. Sometimes they have deals for, you know, however much in a bag for a price. But yeah, it's been really great. And they're such huge supporters of the library, too. They were very, very generous with our summer reading program this year, too. So yeah, they're great. We love our friends.
I'm glad you mentioned DVDs, just past the DVDs. I don't think people realize, especially the new ones to town, I don't think they realize what you have at the library. We've talked about books that are paperback. We've talked about books that are recorded. But you can get movies. You can get all of this. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've got movies, both, we have TV shows and movies and nonfiction DVDs. We have our children's DVDs, of course, as well. We have video games. I actually order the video games for Lion Bob Ranch. So we've got video games in two different places, rated, you know, E for Everyone, and then the mature and teen titles. But those are available, and all of these are 2-week checkouts. So yeah, you can come and sort through everything. We have a new collection of Wonder Books, which I think are really cool, for those kids who are, either struggling to stay engaged with a book, or, maybe having trouble reading along. The Wonder Book has the audiobook and print material in one. And it does the little classic, like I had the books on, you know, on the little cassette tape, and it do a little chime. And that's what this is. So it's the book and audiobook, and it chimes to turn the page. But the narration is so great. There's a Max in the Midnight series, and it has little comic panels in with the text, and every now and then it'll narrate the comic panel too. They're so cool. They're so great for kids that are struggling too.
We want to say a special thank you to Katie Turner and Joabe Andrade for joining us on this segment of our broadcast. Stay with us. The bookmobile just pulled up, and you'll be seeing a whole marching group of librarians. You got to see this. Get the radio a little closer to you and look into the speaker. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, and our hand-fed baby bird nursery is starting to fill up. If you are looking for your next sweet feathered companion, come in and see us. Find your next pre-loved, pre-spoiled pet here at Animal City. Be sure to check out our downstairs level. Here at Animal City, we would like to thank Murfreesboro for letting us be your family-owned and operated pet store for 33 years. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Hello from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda bringing you library news and events from our 5 branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. This month, 2 works published by The New Yorker received Pulitzer Prizes, and one of the winning stories is by a library worker, Medar de la Cruz, an artist who works as a jail and prison services assistant for Brooklyn Public Library, received the Pulitzer in the Illustrated Reporting and Commentary category for The Diary of a Rikers Island Library Worker, which takes readers inside New York City's largest jail complex. His black and white drawings depict his deliveries of books to incarcerated people, offering a rare glimpse inside the jail, where cameras and phones are banned and detainees are subject to conditions that have been criticized by legal and human rights organizations. In honoring De La Cruz, the Pulitzer Board cited his bold black and white images that humanize the prisoners and staff through their hunger for books. De La Cruz is a graduate of the Art Center College of Design and teaches visual communications at community workshops in New York City. He is working on a graphic novel about his experience on Rikers Island. His Pulitzer-winning contribution was his first submission to The New Yorker. Watch for his full works to be published in the near future. And remember, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed Monday, May 27th for Memorial Day. But, as always, you can still access all our digital content 24/7 from Hoopla, Libby, and our online catalog. Now let's hear from LimeBall Youth Services.
Hello, this is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at LimeBall Public Library.
And this is Ollie Miller, Youth Services Assistant at LimeBall.
The summer reading program will be here before you know it. This year's summer reading program theme is Adventure Begins at Your Library, and we have some incredible adventures planned for our patrons. The adventures begin on Tuesday, May 28th from 10 a.m. to noon with LimeBall's kickoff party. We'll have games, snacks, crafts, and our volunteers will be on hand to register everyone for the summer reading program. Ollie, you've just joined the team at LimeBall. Are you excited about the summer reading program?
Absolutely. I'm really excited about each of the weekly themes, especially Dream It Up, Adventures in Imagination Week. I think the kids will really like the puppet show we have planned for Storytime.
I can't wait. During the summer, we'll have itty-bitty story times on Mondays at 10:30 a.m. for our littlest patrons, and adventure story times on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday afternoons to meet everyone's schedules. We'll even have two Saturday story times on June 1st and July 6th at 10 a.m.
Don't miss our favorite performers every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. We'll kick off the season with International Folk Fest dancers from the United Kingdom on June 5th, followed by the Runaway Puppet Theater on June 12th.
They're my favorites. We'll be joined on Wednesday, June 19th, by the Tennessee Philharmonic Quartet, who I also love. They put on a great show each year, and I love to watch the kids try out instruments in the Instrument Petting Zoo.
Our annual father-daughter tea party is scheduled for Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. With a theme all about adventures, we thought Alice in Wonderland would make a perfect tea party this year. Advance registration is required. Please call or register online starting May 20th.
LimeBall Public Library is once again partnering with Rutherford County Schools to offer free lunch for children ages 0 to 18 during the summer reading program. Lunch will be provided Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., starting Monday, June 3rd, and ending on Friday, July 19th.
The Girls Who Code Club and Read It First book clubs will continue to meet during the summer. Girls Who Code is for rising 3rd through 5th graders and will be reading The Friendship Code together each Thursday at 4 p.m. The Read It First book club pick is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Check out our catalog for information about both physical and digital copies of these books. On Saturday, June 29th at 10 a.m., we'll have popcorn and watch the movie together.
We're bringing back everyone's favorite prize wheel, the Dewey Win Wheel, every Monday this summer. Spin the wheel, check out a book from the nonfiction section you land on, and get a prize. And for hands-on learning, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for a STEAM adventure. Check our website for specific age ranges for these activities.
Do you have a child who is struggling or a new reader? Does your child love to read? Does your child love dogs? We have a perfect opportunity for you here at LimeBall. Call to register to read to a trained reading education assistance dog. The dogs love to listen to children read while being petted and cuddled. Stevie and General will be here Mondays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, June 8th at 10 a.m., we'll have Frankie the Poodle.
Our Tween and Teen Book Bundles event continues each month for our young adult patrons. Scan the QR code online or in the YA section at LimeBall and share your book preferences with us on the form. Swing by LimeBall to pick up your personalized bundle beginning June 1st. Our Tween and Teen events will be Saturday afternoons. We've got some fun activities planned for our teens, like DIY coasters, world-building workshops, and glow-in-the-dark painting. Each of these events requires advance registration, so please visit our website for more details and to sign up.
And for our older teens, don't miss the new Teen Tabletop Club meeting every Thursday this summer at 6:30 p.m. We'll play a variety of board games, card games, and D&D one-shots. And if you'd like to get more involved with the library and youth programming, consider joining our Teen Advisory Board. The Teen Advisory Board, or TAB for short, meets on the first Saturday of each month at 3 p.m. For more information, please contact Joabi at jandrade at rclstn.org or call 615-893-4131, extension 138.
For more information about any of Linebaugh Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131, extension 114, visit our Youth Services page at rclstn.org, or follow us for all of our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Linebaugh.
Hey there, my name is Miss Maddie. I'm the Youth Services staff at MGL Library, and I am so excited to tell you about our summer reading program this year. But first of all, if you've never been to MGL, we're located inside of Patterson Park Community Center, and you do not have to be a Community Center member to come in the library. It's a public library. So I'd love to invite everyone to come and join us for the summer reading program. We've got a lot of fun things going on this summer. Our kickoff party is May 22nd. We're going to have some activities for kids. We're going to have an ice cream sundae bar. And of course, you can sign up for the program and learn more about what we're doing this summer. We've got STEAM labs every Wednesday afternoon with different themes like design your own insect. We're going to have a virtual visit with a sea turtle hospital. We're going to have a birding expert come in for one of those STEAM lab days. And then Friday, we've got our story times for the littles, also with adventure themes for those. And then in addition to our weekly programs, we also have a lot of special activities as well. We're going to do cupcake wars. We've got a tie-dye day and camp out and read. So we've got stuff pretty much every single day this summer for you to come spend some time at the library, as well as just at the heart of summer reading program, of course, is reading. So with everything else we've got, we're just supporting really that goal of just keep reading this summer, but have fun while you're doing it. So you can learn more on our calendar, on our website. You can come in person, grab a paper calendar if that's more your thing, or come join us at the kickoff party on May 22nd, and we hope to see you for the summer reading program.
Hello, Rutherford County families. This is Ginger at Smyrna Public Library. Get ready, because this summer, adventure begins at your library. You are invited to the Summer Reading Program kickoff party at Smyrna Public Library on Tuesday, May 28th at 10 o'clock a.m. The Smyrna Fire Department will have a fire truck on site, and a local ice cream truck, Black Box Ice Cream, will park in the library parking lot. Free face painting will be available for children, and everyone is encouraged to sign up for this year's summer reading program, which encourages lifelong reading. Children and teens who read for 600 minutes this summer to complete the summer reading program will win cool prizes and receive a free book. Smyrna Public Library is happy to announce the upcoming event of the International Folk Fest Dancers, coming to the library on Tuesday, June 4th at 10 o'clock. Families with children of all ages will enjoy a live performance by a professional dance troupe heralding from Mexico. Get ready to enjoy the live music and dancing at this one-time special event as Smyrna Library welcomes the International Folk Fest Dancers from Mexico on June 4th. Did you know that Smyrna Public Library has a new collection of bilingual books in the youth department? That's right. Smyrna Public Library has been growing its collection of bilingual books for children. The library has many new Spanish-English books and recently added several Arabic-English books to the collection. Smyrna Library staff are proud to have the opportunity to serve all of the members of the Rutherford County community with books and materials that meet their needs and preferences. Beginning Monday, June 3rd, free lunch will be provided at the Smyrna Public Library at 11 o'clock for anyone ages 18 and younger. This is part of the USDA-funded Summer Nutrition Program with meals prepared by Rutherford County school cafeterias. Make plans to attend the free library programs each day at 10 o'clock and stay for free lunch at 11 o'clock during June. We look forward to seeing you all at the Smyrna Public Library at 400 Enon Springs Road West in Smyrna.
Hi there, it's Kathleen from the Technology Engagement Center. We have a few fun classes planned for the end of spring: Grant Writing 101, Social Media for Nonprofits, Podcasting 101, Come and Use the Recording Studio, The Last Saturday Coding Class, come design a game with Godot. And if you have any questions about your devices, Tech Coach is here every Monday at 1 o'clock, and the Computer Basics class is every Monday and Tuesday afternoon. Our popular STEAM-based programs for kids, Tiny Tech and Tinker Tech, will wrap up the season before our break in June. Join us for some STEAM fun at the end of the year celebration. We will have snacks, activities, and a special story time with the Bookmobile. Anime events are going on in May. Catch them on Fridays at the Tech. There's a manga read-in and a merch show and tell. These events are planned for tweens and teens, but they are safe for all ages. Check our website and social media for more details. The Tech Girls Who Code Summer Club will be starting up on May 29th. It's a 10-week series on web design, and no experience is necessary. Registration is open through the end of May, and space is limited. This club is for all coders in grades 6 through 12. Visit our website or call the Tech to register. The Books and Brews eBook Club and the Sci-Fry Book Club will continue throughout the summer. We'll announce titles on social media if you miss a meetup. More details for our events at the Tech can be found on the RCLS website calendar, and we do post details on all social media. Our programs are free and open to the public.
The Rutherford County Library System comprises 6 branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Line Ball, Smyrna, Eagleville, Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, all RCLS events are free and open to the public unless...